When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Back here on Early Break on the Ticket, Nick Sainer, last day filling in for Jake Sorensen for the foreseeable future. I'm sure there'll be another time when I join Sip and Bill.
You'll
once
be back.
Again.
I'll be back.
Hour number two, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Once again, what do we got with Steve Schindler today, Bill?
Got something new. I think you guys would like it. I know Steve's done this. I'm going to say swim. Is 100% on board with how to do this. Steve is teaching today how to cook over an open flame. Oh, there'll be a large fire in the parking lot.
Really?
A large fire, just a bonfire?
More
like a campfire.
Okay.
More like a campfire.
You can't throw your trash in there.
He's going to teach you how to go out and pick up. He's going to teach you how to pick up your stick, how to pick out your stick, kind of a green one, how to whittle it. So you can cook a hot dog.
Oh, this is very rudimentary.
It's all about how to cook a hot dog over the open fire.
Crude.
And then how to... Hot dog on a stick.
Wow.
So one of the keys that Steve wants to teach is don't be a one-prong guy. Be a two. You want to have two prongs at the end so you get two shots into the hot dog. It gets a better stability. Yeah. Stability. And he talks about how to turn it, how to move it. Sometimes you can prop up a rock to set it so you don't have to hold it the entire time. For some
rock.
Distance. And then he's going to teach how you just whip it off of the bun. So you have the bun, you pull it off, pop that baby right off there. You got to grab the bun to be able to pull it off. Yep. People don't know this stuff now. They don't know. They're going to teach that. They're going to do some baked beans.
How they open
the can up and set that can in the fire.
Nice.
How you're going to heat that up. Then they're going to do marshmallows.
Oh, my God. That'll be a good meal.
Marshmallows.
It's a meal.
He will show off at the end with a s'more, but he's focused on the marshmallow. On how to get that done correct without being on fire, how to get it slightly brown, all that. So he's teaching outdoor flame cooking today. You're going to pick up your own stick, whittle it, get yourself ready to go, hook up the hot dog to the stick, cook it, pop it off with the bun. And also they'll be taught too, when you pop that baby off onto your bun and you go to eat it because you're hungry, it's the hottest thing. It's hotter than an apple pie from McDonald's. It's hotter than the lava from the apple pie from McDonald's. So be prepared. It's coming right out of the fire.
Chubby Rhino on the text line says, nothing says learning survival skills like cooking a tube of processed meat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they're delicious.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It makes me hungry thinking about it.
Yeah. So once again, that's Creighton.
That's in Creighton, Nebraska. They're having
the
a big
lot.
Fire.
Have a big campfire
hope
day
the
today.
Wind is not a big factor. Big it doesn't look fire. Like it right now.
No, it's not super windy.
Big campfire day today to teach you how to cook hot dogs on the open fire.
Shin Daddy
getting it done.
How about Shin Daddy?
We'll go ahead and flip that camera there just so the people can see him. He's making his way from Lincoln all the way back to Creighton today.
Yes.
Here he is.
Flip it.
So, all right. Once again, Midwest Bank, appreciate them as always. Okay, so NFL draft is this week. It's actually just 2 days away. I'm sure you and you guys, when Jake's here tomorrow, will talk heavily about the NFL draft over the next 48 hours or so.
I don't know.
But I think it was, I was kind of coming to the realization yesterday, Nebraska may not have a guy whose name's called this week in the NFL draft. There's a couple that are certainly fighting for an opportunity, and that's Quentin Newsome, Omar Brown are certainly a couple of those guys that could hear their name called.
Reimer.
Luke Reimer over the course of the next couple of days, but certainly not day one, potentially not day two, more so looking day three when you're talking about rounds 4 through 7. Nebraska, by the way, just for added context, don't forget, didn't have a draft pick in the 2019 NFL draft, which was the season after, or excuse me, the draft after Scott Frost's first season at Nebraska.
That ended a streak of 56 straight years with at least one draft pick. 2019. 56 straight years. So no, yeah, nobody drafted in 2019. It was not a good look, obviously. And we might be looking at that again this year.
Well, also by position matters a little bit. You take someone that like I said had such a great job, like Luke Reimer. That position is just not a coveted position, yeah. And so sometimes they're looking at okay, they're going late. Like, who is a undersized pass rusher that might be an NFL talent? Who's the? I mean, that just goes by what position are you looking for? And those aren't real hard to find. Safeties are very difficult. They're not high up on that. That's not where we're looking for. Just watch how many safeties are taken in the first round. Mm-mm. That's just not where you're. That doesn't happen. So by position makes it even a little bit more difficult.
What hits you when you look at this stuff is how good you have to be drafted. In 2019, that was Stanley Morgan and Ozigbo. I mean, I thought one of those guys, I mean, Stanley Morgan was Nebraska's all-time leading receiver, or is Nebraska's all-time? I don't know.
I believe he is.
Yeah. Stanley Morgan not drafted.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ozigbo was coming off of a year where he averaged 7 yards a carry and ran for 1,000 yards, not at a premium position. Neither of those are, I wouldn't say either of those are really premium positions. If you look at receiver cores in the NFL, and I did it because when Westerkamp didn't get drafted and he was trying to make a team, every time he jumped to a team to try to make it, I looked at their receivers and I was like, ooh, first of all, they only keep 6 to 8. Yeah.
And then, more like six.
Six.
Yeah.
And then when you look at
if a seventh has to be an incredible teams player, starts on all teams.
Thank you for helping with that. I'm serious. Six. So, and if you look at the six on each team, you're like, ooh, how are you going to make that?
Yeah. So is day two still just second and third round?
Yes.
So people say, oh, they didn't go in the first 2 days. That's the top 96 players.
Absolutely right.
So pump the brakes a little bit.
Right.
That's 96 total players, all positions, everyone that's draft eligible. Yes. So it doesn't even. It's still even in the end. It's in the 200 something. Was it 300? What's the total number?
I think it doesn't get to 300.
No, it doesn't get to 300. 276.
Yeah,
it's two.
Anyway, just think about that. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's not very many spots.
No, that's not very many.
Not very many spots.
Right. So it's ridiculous. I mean, Nebraska was headed down that path of nobody before 2019. I mean, in 2017 they only had one drafted. In 2018 they only had one draft.
Who was that?
2017 it was Nathan Gary.
Okay.
And then 2018 it was Tanner Lee.
Okay.
That's it.
That's right. Tanner Lee was drafted 6th round, I believe,
right,
by the Jaguars.
Yeah. So 2017 1, 2018 1, 2019 0.
Yeah.
I mean, it was headed toward that.
Well, and you had Brendan Hymus, who I believe was a 5th round guy potentially.
Brendan Hymus in 2021 went in the 5th round to the Chargers.
Yep.
Farniok in 2021 went in the 7th round to the Cowboys.
That's right.
So they've had two guys had 3 guys in 2022, and then a couple last year.
Yeah.
Palmer was drafted in the 6th round and turned out to be great value.
Great value.
Yeah. Great
starter.
Value.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starter.
Yeah. It's interesting. We talked about like the highly coveted positions and stuff, and running back is known to not be specifically one of those. And Nebraska's not going to have a running back get drafted this year this week. But it was fascinating last year because we saw a draft last season specifically where two running backs were drafted in the top 12 picks. And Bijan Robinson, 7th overall, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, 12th overall. You actually saw the Lions trade for a pick so that they could get a running back in the 1st round. That was kind of something that was surprising to see just because people talk so much about the wear and tear on running backs, how much is left on the tires and things like that, to where you have 28-year-olds looking for a job when they're in the league, even if they've had a successful start to their career. Mm-hmm. Just because people are so concerned. Plus, you have the Chiefs with guys like Isaiah Pacheco, who are 7th-round guys that turn out to be pretty valuable pieces to their roster.
Yep.
So
yeah, that's what we're looking at here. The draft this week. And
it matters. Just take a look at Kirby Smart's on a pace to be much ahead of Nick Saban with his number of draft picks that he has produced in 1st-rounders like that. And what do they look like on the field?
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Alabama.
Michigan's going to have over 20 guys this year drafted.
That won't be that high.
It'll be that high.
They have a chance to be in the 15s. But my point being, 15 people potentially drafted right now.
What matters?
They know right now that 12 for sure are getting drafted. The other ones could be down to the end a little bit. And then also, they also hold a very – Michigan holds a very good stock they've been coached hard, accountability, all the little things. You hear all the time that they're NFL ready. from different people, but like I said, it matters.
It matters.
Like all of a sudden, it's like, oh yeah, we don't have anybody. No one's getting drafted. We're still really good. That usually doesn't happen.
No, it
doesn't take place.
No, this matters because it is an explanation for what's happened here. These drafts have been emblematic of Nebraska's struggle. They have. That's it. I mean, you can't soft pedal it and say, you can still do it. No, you can't. If you have nobody being drafted, you're probably a sub-500 team. I mean, it's the way it is. This is not good. They got to get back to where they're having 4 or 5 guys picked every year.
Yeah.
Especially up front.
Yeah.
Up front. O-line, D-line.
Let's look at next year. Ty Robinson certainly on a board. Nash Hutmaker's probably on the board. There's two guys right there.
Yeah,
so
you'll get Cam Linhart, I think, a guy. I think eventually Prince Will's probably a guy. Yeah, those guys look like they could develop into that.
Yeah.
You're doing better that way. Next year,
offensive line has some depth.
Ben Scott
to add some depth.
Yeah, Ben Scott would be a guy you'd look at. And I think Ben Hart might even be a guy. Maybe be a guy you look at. I don't know. Short arms, but we'll see.
Yeah, so that NFL draft starts Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, live from Detroit.
Is the first pick, at. No matter what? Do we know who that
Caleb
is?
Caleb Williams.
100?
That's all you hear.
Is it 100?
If you want to play the odds game, J.J. McCarthy's odds to be drafted second jumped from plus 2,000 to plus 900 over the last 48 hours or so.
By
with sports books.
I know, but who's taking him?
Washington. Washington has the second overall pick. It seems like it's going to be potentially either Jaden Daniels out of LSU or J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan.
Who would take Daniels?
Who would I take?
Daniels.
I'd take Daniels.
Yeah. I would also be interested to see where the Los Angeles Chargers with Jim Harbaugh, what they do on draft night. I've said it publicly before. I'm curious about Justin Herbert's future after they've moved on from Eckler. They moved on from Keenan Allen. Mike Williams came back after being released. I'm interested to see what the Chargers do on draft night.
Sure.
If they try to trade maybe Justin Herbert away, move up, and Jim Harbaugh gets his guy, J.J. McCarthy.
Will that be part of your Arizona fun, watching the draft?
It absolutely will be. Okay. It will be absolutely watching the NFL draft. 7 p.m.
I like the little music they play.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Or no, it's, yeah, like it's that. Like...
That's it.
The you pick is in.
Yeah. I much more enjoy good. Like the Thank sixth you. And seventh round when people are just up there talking and the names are just... They're just
scrolling on the
just
TV.
Just scrolling across. Like that. Like you're, you have like 2 minutes. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. All of a sudden it's Kennesaw State, Toledo. Yeah.
The Air Force long snapper just went. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, speaking of NFL quarterback news, just to mention it, Zach Wilson dealt to the Broncos yesterday.
How about that?
The Jets.
Who's their quarterback room right now?
It is Ben DiNucci, the guy that filled in for Dak Prescott in Dallas. It is obviously Zach Wilson, and then there's one more that I'm blanking
Stidham?
On. Yes, Jared Stidham.
Jared Stidham. Nice job.
Out of the Auburn.
So that's the three.
Yep.
That's the...
Looking promising in Denver.
I think... I think you guys are fine.
Yeah.
You guys right now, at least on paper.
Unveiled some new jerseys yesterday.
Fine. Did they?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, they did.
They weren't good.
Huge story.
They weren't good.
Huge story in Denver. It was a gigantic story in Denver.
I wish they'd bring back the old... Remember the old jerseys?
They brought back the old D logo.
Did they?
With the Bronco.
They did?
They did.
That I
so
like.
From I think 1977.
Oh my God, Bill, you remember that?
Yeah.
They brought back that.
They have that on one it's of their helmets.
It's
their
a blue D.
Yep,
with a Bronco.
With the Bronco, yeah. I said horse with the Bronco jumping through it.
Oh, so.
Morton at quarterback.
Craig Morton.
Craig Morton at quarterback.
Yes.
It was a because Parker was texting me the numbers from Denver, the Denver Post, the clicks. Oh my God, it got like 60,000.
Yeah.
It was a huge story.
All right, let's get to break.
Get some clicks.
When we come back, we're going to talk Husker baseball. They have a big one tonight against the Kansas Jayhawks after coming off of a series win. Also, if you're a College World Series fan, there's a former College World Series pitcher playing in Omaha this weekend against the Omaha Storm Chasers. We'll tell you who that is when we come back. Also, Shut Up Simple, the game show, all that coming up on Early Break on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.